Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You know our trusted partner, TireRack.com, for their fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, convenient installation options, and their great selection of best tires, like the highly consumer-rated Toyo Open Country AT3. But did you know they sell other automotive products? Wheels, brakes, suspension, just to name a few. Go to TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
This is John Middlecoff from 3 and Out with John Middlecoff. Superchargers, headlights, and more. With over 122 million parts, eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Stay on your A-game with all the parts you need at the prices you want. It's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What's up, Straight Fire fam? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire. For Tuesday, March 29th. And I got to say, interesting response to the Monday pod where it was heavy on the Will Smith, Chris Rock slap heard around the world. Just a, listen, I thought I'd change it up on the pod to start the week. And I think I made a good choice because you guys seem to like the pod. A little change of pace, going a little entertainment for you. And people did not stop all of yesterday talking about Will Smith, Chris Rock. I must have got so many memes sent my way. My brother probably sent me half a dozen on Instagram. My buddy Jeff, who, you know, the Lakers season ticket holder, sent me the funniest one, which was an image of Will Smith and then a little less of Will Smith, and then he morphed into Juwan Howard by picture six. And they both have the goatee. Very funny stuff. And overall, it's just like, you know, Will Smith did apologize Monday afternoon on Instagram, of course, up to Chris Rock and the Academy and blah, blah, blah. I'm sure he huddled up with his team and was like, we need damage control and all this stuff. I don't want to say people will try to cancel Will Smith over this. That's silly. You can't cancel the Fresh Prince. It's not going to happen. He made a grave mistake. He realizes it. Come on. It's not like this guy has a history of being an ass clown for the last 30 years when he's been in the spotlight. And by the way, as an aside, being in the spotlight for a long time is tough. It wears on you, okay? And Will Smith is able to basically hide out. He doesn't have cameras in front of him all the time. And I will say this, when you think about athletes, and yeah, I'm going to mention LeBron, being in front of the camera every day, microphones in your grill every day during the season, for some of these stars to not snap, it's quite impressive. And I know you're probably like, come on, Jay, for $35 million, I'll deal with the media every day. Will you? Will you really? Because remember, not only do you have to deal with the media, but you got to play. And for a guy like Russell Westbrook, who's playing awful, and then having the media in your grill every day and then going on the internet every day, because you can't, everybody's on the internet all the time. That's where we are now in society in 2022. You've got the internet in your pocket 24/7. You've got an encyclopedia in your pocket. By the way, turn off all notifications except for this podcast, of course. It's I'm surprised more people don't snap, right? Britney Spears pretty famously snapped back when I was at Us Weekly. You know, she had the moment where with the head shaved and then went after the paparazzi. Very ugly stuff. Listen, it happens to a lot of people. There's a breaking point. Everyone has a breaking point. At any rate, Will Smith apologized. Still not much from Chris Rock. It's pretty clear that it was not scripted. It was very real. I'll say the one thing I don't like, and we can move on, is anytime something huge happens, sports, entertainment, whatever it is, you see these people laying in the cut, waiting to say, okay, we, meaning their like side, their tribe that they signal to, they are going to politicize this and they're going to pick this side because the perceived left or right is on the other side. So basically, you know, Will Smith all of a sudden was a signal to a lot of people. Now, wait a second. All these people who are defending Will Smith are wrong. And the next thing you know, within a couple hours, you've got this massive pool of people on one side defending Will Smith. He was right. And then basically, just as with politics, left and right, everything's a divisive issue. You've got this massive side on the other side making this a political issue. And next thing you know, it's critical race theory and whatever that bill is in Florida and all this nonsense. And that's where I just check out. And I'm like, stop. And thankfully, I'm able to check out and not have to be on the internet all the damn time. I do hate being on the internet all the damn time. But you know what? It's part of the job. Kind of have to be. When big news breaks, I got to be ready. Fox is going to hit me. Hey, we're going to do a segment on this, or we're going to pivot and this is going to be the topic, or you need to write about this or whatever it is, or for the podcast. I kind of have to be up on that stuff. Now, I'm very fortunate in that I don't have to, like when I ran the big lead, you'd have to really be connected 24/7. It sucked. But it was awesome at the same time because we had impact. It was significant. This is before social media was huge. Websites were really the driver. Now it's a little different. You don't really go to the websites. You can just get everything from Twitter and Instagram, and I don't really go to Facebook. But at any rate, I get texts anytime something big happens. I don't have notifications for anything. Sometimes, and this is a very small sometimes, right around the NBA free agency, if there's like a bunch of big names, I'll set the Woj notifications because, you know, he's in with all the agents and he just rattles off, this guy's going here, this guy's going there. Sometimes I'll do that. But overall, I don't want notifications. I don't want to be like that dog who hears a bell ringing and then instantly responds. That's not going to be me. I'm trying to do a better job of that, but it is tough. So what are we going to talk about today? Well, there is the NBA. I do want to push that down a little bit and save some of that for later. There is no real NFL stories that happened. The Jets, I'll just say this because I'm going to talk about the Jets and, you know, Rob G's not here to smack me, but when he edits this and listens to it to make sure I don't say anything that's going to incriminate myself, he's going to be like, why did you talk about the Jets? I saw this on The Wire. The Jets on Monday signed Solomon Thomas to a one-year deal. Does that name ring a bell to anyone? Solomon Thomas. He was the number 3 pick in the draft 5 years ago. Can you guys believe that? 5 years ago, Solomon Thomas, that is serious, was the number 3 pick in the NFL draft. How that happened, I don't know. Solomon Thomas since then has done absolutely nothing. 5th pick in the draft out of Stanford in 2017. The number 1 pick was Myles Garrett. That was the year Mitchell Trubisky went 2 to Chicago. And it's like, wow, what a crap draft. Well, not really, because at 10, Patrick Mahomes went. And at 12, Deshaun Watson went, okay? So there was a couple big deals in there. Leonard Fournette went 4. Jamal Adams went 6th. Mike Williams to the Chargers. McCaffrey went 8th. Solomon Thomas, I was like, wow, Jets signed him. Well, let me see what he's done. What has he done lately? Oh my gosh. In 5 years, a defensive end has, can that be right? 9.5 sacks? What happened to him? Now, he went to San Francisco. He had the Jets coach, Saleh, as the head coach for 3 years. 4 years, sorry. And then they jettisoned him. Raiders had him for a year. He did pretty much nothing with the Raiders. And Now he's basically like, okay, is this your last shot? You flamed out in San Fran. It was not a huge market for you. You played with the Raiders. You didn't start one game. I mean, he started for 2 years, and then it was like, you're a backup. You're a rotational guy. This is like his last chance. The guy's 26, going to turn 27 right before the season begins. Signs a one-year deal with the Jets. And you kind of wonder, like, damn, guy got paid for being a top five pick, but oh my goodness, like, that's a bummer. I hope he figures it out. I don't know where he's going to play. You know, he's definitely not a starter. He'll be a rotational guy with the Jets. And Salah, if you guys remember, in San Fran, likes to just rotate defensive linemen in throughout the game, get like six or seven deep and keep pressure on the quarterback. We'll see what happens with Solomon Thomas. And now I've wasted 3 minutes on the Jets. And before we get to the NBA, I just want to say that Monday, March 27th, was the anniversary of Christian Laettner's epic shot against Duke. Vern Lundquist on the call. I'm sure you've seen the video. Kentucky made the critical mistake of not guarding Grant Hill on the inbounds. Grant Hill's just standing there like, oh, I'm a great athlete. I was a legendary high school football player. And if you guys heard our interview with Grant Hill earlier this year, he's from my area. Yes, he was just a great athlete. Incredible. Threw the pass. Vern Lundquist, there's the pass to Laettner. Puts it up. Yes! Just an epic moment in college basketball. Probably one of the five biggest moments for me in college basketball. Still remember where I was. In my basement, my buddy Brett Fox, we're still friends on Facebook. I think he lives in Chicago. Over, we're watching the games like college hoops nerds, and we just start going crazy. And this is the part of the podcast where I say that, yeah, I liked rooting for Duke in the 90s, guys. 80s and 90s. I'm sorry. Like, they were good. They had good players. I was a kid. They were on TV a lot. I also love the Fab Five. And this, the Laettner shot, if you go look it up on YouTube, obviously legendary Thomas Hill crying, like, it was awesome. It sent me down a spiral into a rabbit hole of just college basketball memories. Now, I've said this before on the pod, you're probably sick of hearing it. I was so into college basketball that, you know, the internet comes out in the 90s, you're doing the AOL dial-up and chat rooms and all this nerdiness. I stumble into like a college hoops one. And a bunch of guys are like, we're doing a college hoops fantasy league. Is anyone in? I'm like, hell yeah. And these people are all scattered throughout the country. Okay, so you draft players in this college basketball league. You have to track their stats by hand. And then if the guy graduates or leaves for the NBA early, you lose him and you have to re-up. Now, if you get a guy who's awesome and he stays 4 years, oh my gosh, incredible, right? And it was one of those nerdy things that I did. And of course, you know, I'm a super geek about this college basketball March Madness stuff that, like, I was good at it every year. And I start going down this rabbit hole, and a lot of it is the one shining moment from the 90s was just legendary. I think my favorite is probably 1996. I don't know where you guys were in 96. I'm sure the younger portion of our audience was barely born. I'll say this. I remember being in the dorm in college, and there was this super hot brunette in our class, and, like, you know, I was a little shy. I would send out I put out the vibe, you know, but I never really talked to her. So it just so happened on the night of the Sweet 16, Syracuse is playing Georgia in a thriller. And this Syracuse team ended up going to the Final Four. I went to the championship with John Wallace. So they're playing Georgia in the Sweet 16. And me and a bunch of buddies are watching it in the dorm. And, you know, we're boozing it up before we go out. And it's a close game late. And Georgia takes the lead with, I don't know, 2 or 3 seconds left. So Syracuse needs a bucket. John Wallace is inbounding. Tosses it to the baseline. From like midcourt to the baseline over the defender. Jason Cipolla hits a baseline swish at the buzzer, send it into overtime. And of course, me and my buddies are freaking out, just going crazy in the dorm. I basically am like on cloud nine. I was a huge Syracuse fan. I'll explain in a sec. I, like, you know, you're drinking, you run in the hall, you're like, let's go, fired up. And the super hot girl from my class walks by. And of course, liquid courage, Syracuse. I'm like, yo, what's up? Hey, you're in my class. We should come in, hang with us, watch the rest of the game, you know. We're going out, blah, blah, blah. What happened? Rolls with us, comes in, hanging out. I walk back in the room with these two girls. Of course, I don't remember their names. This is a while back. And my boys are like, yo, Jay, coming through, you know, making things happen. And of course, what happens in the game? I mean, it is a legendary overtime. I watched it last night on YouTube. And you could go to it. It's a condensed version, guys. Literally 3 minutes. Syracuse gets a bucket from John Wallace with, like, I don't know, 15 seconds left. Georgia races down, hits a three. You're like, oh, my gosh, Syracuse is going to lose. Of course, they push it up the court. Guess who? John Wallace, leaning three from the top of the key, splash. And the announcer, the late Al McGuire, the legend. Al McGuire's just losing his mind. And, of course, you can imagine young Jason in the dorm just flipping out. We are just going bonkers. Georgia cannot make it at the buzzer. Syracuse wins. Just a legendary moment. I'll never forget it. Oh, I'll be 70. Probably trying to play pickup basketball at 70. And I'll remember this game. It was just great. John Wallace and the Cuse. That was the regional final. The next game, they played number 2 seed Kansas. Kansas was stacked. I don't know if they had Pierce, but they definitely had Haas, Rafe LaFrance, a bunch of good players. Syracuse hit them with a zone. They couldn't make a shot. Couldn't throw in the ocean. Cuse advanced to the Final Four. They end up, that was the year Marcus Camby, who was just an amazing college basketball player with UMass. I think they only lost one game. They lose to Kentucky. That was their second loss in the Final Four. The Kentucky team was stacked. It was one of those teams where they had like 10 dudes. They had like 2 5-man units that they would trot out. Antoine Walker, bunch of sick guys. They beat the Cuse in the final. This is how nerdy my depth goes, guys. So the other team in the Final Four, I mentioned Marcus. Love that Marcus Camby team. They were good. Kentucky and Syracuse, the other team. And this is, if we honestly played like a Jeopardy where, and the whole board was college basketball players from the, if we went 80s, 90s, zeros, 10s, and you just had to throw out a player and you said, where do you go to college? I guarantee you I could compete with anyone.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by 3-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of
that. Like that, see that?
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. And then he's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college? Because it ain't it.
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mississippi State was the fourth final team in 96. Like, Mississippi State, what the hell are they doing there? Well, they had the center, Eric Dampier. Shaq famously called him Erica Dampier, and they almost got in a fight multiple times. But they also had this JUCO, and I know this because of the Fantasy League, named Dante Jones. He had a cup of coffee in the NBA, I think with the Knicks. He was a wing, and you're like, JUCO, okay. So he got to Mississippi State. And in my research back in the day, this was so unforgettable, I had to memorize it. Dante Jones could never cut it in academics, but magically, the summer before he gets to Mississippi State, he completed 28 credits. Okay, 28 credits the summer before Mississippi State, magically qualifies. 28 credits in one summer, guys. Okay, Mississippi State, yeah. And he's so good, he gets there and they go to the Final Four. Now, I just can't get over 28 credits in one summer. Like, you take like two classes in a summer. He took 28. Now, this has been written about. You can go look it up. But at any rate, I've gone down my college basketball rabbit hole. I will also add, I am a massive Fab Five fan. I mean, I don't know how you couldn't be a fan of Weber, Howard, Jalen Rose. Like, those guys were incredible. And that was when college basketball mattered. It was like a December game, Duke, Michigan, Saturday, CBS. You're like, oh, I got to watch this. That it was like a big game. Now college hoops has been reduced to essentially March, unfortunately. I'm way into it, of course. I told you guys on yesterday's pod, I have bet a parlay on Kansas money line and Duke money line. I also, as a small hedge, you remember last week's pod, we had the bookmaker on, and I said, UNC, there's some good value. He said 20-1. I put a little pizza money on UNC, 20-1 to win the title. 20-1. That's long gone. But their odds for this are somehow the longest of the four teams. Now, Duke, they have to beat Duke in the rematch. I don't think they'll beat them, but I think there is a little value on UNC. This is a team. Remember, Duke is going to play for twos. 52% of their points in the tournament have come from in the paint. They want to win inside. What does Carolina do? They're jacking threes. While I was researching it for Fox, because I wrote about my picks for Fox Sports, it should be up today. North Carolina has made double-digit threes in every game. And as any UCLA fan knows, this kid Love, who was not a first team All ACC. He was not second team. He wasn't even third team. And then he comes out of nowhere. He only had like 5 points against Baylor. He dropped 30 on UCLA in that Sweet 16 game. He's the guy in the final minute where they're down three. He hits the three. They get the ball back. He hits the three. Like, he had an unbelievable game. And honestly, like, I mean, the guy, he's just cooking right now. They've got three guys who can splash from deep. So there's a chance they beat Duke. And then against Kansas, I think they'll definitely have a chance. Kansas is weird because, yeah, we're not going to get too much into it today. But I don't know that I can trust Kansas. And by the way, we got the payouts from the Calcutta. Now, I don't know how much I should be revealing on this because some of the Calcutta people listened. And initially, I didn't think they were happy. Ultimately, I don't think they cared. So we have the payouts. For reaching the Sweet 16, you get $9,200. But when you spend $54,000 on Gonzaga, you take a major L there. The team spent $40,000 on Arizona, paid out $9,000. So where are the big winners, you ask? Well, let's start here. Arkansas went for $8,000 and paid out $23,000. Houston, $11,000, paid out $23,000. Miami, a $2,300 investment netted you $23,000. So that guy, now I'd have to check and see if he bid on any other teams. Let's see. It's It's two dudes. And, oh my gosh, is that really the only team they got? Wow. Oh my goodness, it is. So they basically went in. They spent money on one team. It was Miami Hurricanes. They spent $2,300 and they came out with $23,000. So what is that? $2,100 divided by two. So you won $10,500 on the Miami Hurricanes. That's a great win. What did St. Peter's pay out, you ask? $2,400 investment, $23,000. Not bad. Now that guy had some other teams, so he didn't make, you know, $20,000. And so we have a Final Four team in Kansas. And then unbelievably, a group led by one guy has the other three Final Four teams. They have Duke, they have Villanova, and they have North Carolina. Now, those guys have had a bunch of teams, so I'm not going to break them all down. But that's pretty damn good by those guys. All right, we will wrap up with the NBA as usual. If you guys heard yesterday's concern, I know it was kind of buried in the Chris Rock news, Chris Rock, Will Smith news, but the Spurs are creeping on the Lakers, and not in a good way. And folks, if you've already seen the news, LeBron unlikely to play tonight against the Mavs. Like, why waste him? You need to conserve him. They ain't beating the Mavs with LeBron or without him. It's basically to the point in the NBA now where you're like, oh, we just got to conserve LeBron since we don't have Anthony Davis. The Spurs are at the point where they are now one half game behind the Lakers for the final playoff spot. They survived the Rockets. Spurs beat the Rockets by three. Kevin Porter had a three to force overtime that went in, out, in. Just a huge win for San Antonio. I'm going to quickly look at San Antonio and see who they have coming up because, folks, this is not looking good for the Lakers. LeBron gets an ingrown toenail and the Lakers are toast. This is really getting dangerously scary. Spurs have a tough schedule coming up. They have Memphis Wednesday. Oh, I'm sorry. And then they have the tanking Portland Trailblazers on Friday and Sunday. Holy hell, how did they pull that schedule off? Then Denver, Minnesota, Golden State, Dallas. By the way, Golden State's not in a good way. I just want to rattle off, as someone who just bragged about knowing where college guys went to college basketball, we'll just do a fun game here. I promise you I'm not cheating. Where did they go to college? Portland's starting lineup last night. Elijah Hughes, I know he went to Syracuse. Keon Johnson, the other shooting guard, went to Tennessee. Brandon Williams, he might be Arizona. I'll check it in a minute. Oh, man. CJ Ellerby and Drew Ebanks. Shucks. Promise I'm not cheating. So I'm going to go CJ Ellerby, Wake Forest, Drew Eubanks. Could it be USC? I have no clue. All right, let's go to the roster. Let's look up the answer. CJ Ellerby, Washington State, way wrong. Drew Eubanks, Oregon State, also way wrong. Elijah Hughes did go to Syracuse. Keon Johnson, Tennessee. And Brandon Williams, Arizona. Okay, so 3 out of 5. But I mean, come on, CJ Ellerby? Only people on the West Coast would know he went to Washington State. Now let's do OKC Thunder. This is their real starting lineup Monday night. These are guys that are tanking for sure. Vit Krejci. There's no way he's even an American. Theo Maledon is European. I think he's from France. Aaron Wiggins, Maryland. Poku, International. And Isaiah Roby. Is he Baylor? I'm going to have to quickly call this up. I know this is scintillating podcast material. But just to humor myself, Isaiah Roby. Gosh, I hope he's Baylor. All right, here we go. The OKC Thunder. Their roster is so massive because they keep bringing up dudes. All right, here we go. Isaiah Roby. Ooh, Nebraska. That stings. Aaron Wiggins is Maryland. Yeah, so not exactly a resounding night for your boy. Again, I was better in the 80s and 90s when it sunk in as a kid.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Bridgestone tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Bridgestone test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
What's up? I'm John Wall.
And I'm CJ Toledano, and we're starting a new podcast presented by DraftKings called Point Game. We're now joined by three-time NBA Sixth Man of the Year, elite bucket getter. Let's please welcome Jamal Crawford to Point Game. King of the Court one-on-one tournament. If they had it back in your prime, do you think you could have took it all?
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't think I could have took it all, but I think I would have shocked a lot of people. I think Kobe and everybody in their prime, Kobe would win a one-on-one contest.
Yeah, because you got to think, he's going to guard. He don't care about guarding.
He's going to guard.
He's going to guard. Like, you see him in the Olympics, he's going to guard. And then on top of that.
I'm not guarding like that, CJ.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Sam Cassell to Point Game.
I remember you came to my room crying tears. I mean, he was in a culture shock. He's going to withdraw us about winning.
Remember what I told you? I said, OG, you think I can get paid and go back and play in college because it ain't it?
Check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, DraftKings YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco-Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I'll just add quickly on the NBA and tanking. I'm at the place where I've got my mock draft. I have it coming out Monday. I could just give you guys a tease. I'm going Banchero first over Chet Holmgren. And I've given a lot of thought. I'll break it down much further, much later. And we did just talk about it a little bit yesterday. And that is going to be a flashpoint in the Final Four, especially if Banchero wins, most outstanding player. You look at some of the impacts of some of these guys. And Evan Mobley, by the way, I don't know if he's going to win Rookie of the Year. He probably was the leader. Scotty Barnes is making a huge push. Mobley got hurt and they're not sure how bad the ankle is. He has been incredible. By the way, I don't know what the hell is going on with the Cavs training staff, but man, nobody can stay hurt on that team. Mobley's been amazing. And Jalen Green, these guards, and Cade Cunningham played well, but they're not winning any games. Jalen Green played well, they're not winning any games. I just think a guy like Banchero, like Jalen Green was the G League kid, who was just flashy and putting it. He doesn't like no basketball. He's just a great athlete. He can just score and get buckets. But like Banchero, like you watch him play and he is so fluid. Somebody over text compared to Blake Griffin as I'm fishing around, my league contacts and agents and scouts. Some of these guys are saying like there's some Blake Griffin in him, but Blake Griffin with playmaking ability. Now, obviously, Blake Griffin was a jumping jack, dunking machine out of Oklahoma. Banchero can create. Like, he's not a great three-point shooter yet. I don't know if you know he's going to be great, but good free throw shooter, 30% from three. Got a good-looking stroke. He's a player. And Chet Holmgren, I'm just starting to worry. Got pushed around a little in the WCC. He will be good. I'm not doubting him. I just, some of these big guys with the, you know, foot injuries when you're kind of, I don't want to say freakishly tall, but like, look at Porzingis, 7'3". Guy looked amazing when healthy, and then he can't stay healthy. Because you know what? Like, that's not normal size. You know, it's tough to walk around. Like, Chet Holmgren gets some, you know, he's going to add some weight. His body, it's going to be a little, you know, imagine running at 7'1". You know, he hasn't gained much weight in the last couple of years. You've seen him. And then all of a sudden, 2 years from now, he's going to be like thick, putting on 25, 30 pounds. Can the body handle that? That quickly? Like, it's just natural that when you're huge like that, it's tough, especially with the foot injuries. Now, he hasn't had any, thankfully. The kid Griffin from Duke has had some injuries. Well, I'm hopeful that, you know, he's a lottery pick for sure. I don't know how high, but he's got the injuries. But some of these impact rookies coming from major conferences, you know, Jalen Suggs, I thought he'd be awesome. Hasn't really been great. I'm not bashing him. I do have a ticket on him to win Rookie of the Year. He's not sniffing the award. But a guy like Scottie Barnes in the ACC, which was good last year. I mean, Mobley from the Pac-12, which was incredible last year. Like, they're having major impacts. Cade Cunningham, Big 12. We'll see. As you can tell, I'm in full-on NBA playoffs and draft mode. March Madness has gotten me there. NFL starting to not quite go in mothballs. And it's funny because I talked to a couple guys and I'm like, there's still a lot of good free agents out there. Like, nobody's grabbed Bobby Wagner. Was he not one of the, like, I don't know, seven best linebackers in the league last year? It's weird. Like, how is Bobby Wagner still out there? And there's still several other good players on the market that I'm surprised they haven't gone anywhere. But that's the NFL for you. I guess people want to go, yeah, they don't want to back up the Brinks. Like, Wagner was slated to make, what, $19 million with Seattle? And he got offered from the Rams like 11. And he's like, I'm going to hold out. For what? Who's paying a linebacker like $15 million or 12 or 13? Like, if you got 11, I'm surprised. I'm just shocked he didn't jump at that. At any rate, I've rambled long enough. That's it for today. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere. Like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, It's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.